Okay. Next case, please.
Our first case this evening under public hearings is case number 12,153. Christopher Quinn and Angela Culp are seeking variances from the rear yard setback, side yard setback, and separation distance between units for existing and proposed structures under sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Atlantic Avenue, approximately 150 feet south of Parkview Road. The 911 address is 19948 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3385. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and six mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is seeking the following variances. A 4.6-foot variance from the 5-foot required rear yard setback for an existing shed, a 7.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance requirement for the existing shed, a 12-foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance for a new dwelling, which is a replacement dwelling, from the shed, which is on the adjacent lot number 30, a 5.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance for the new dwelling from the existing dwelling on lot 30, 5.4 feet from the 20-foot separation distance for a new dwelling from the existing dwelling on lot 30, 4 feet from the 5-foot required side yard setback adjacent to lot 30 for the proposed dwelling, 2.3 feet from the 20-foot separation distance for the existing sunroom from the existing dwelling on lot 34, and 8.3 feet from the 20-foot separation distance for the existing sunroom from the existing deck on lot 34. And that's all I have.
Are you sure?
Thank you.
I think so.
It didn't seem like enough.
Thank you, Ms. Walls, Chairman, and board members. For the record, I'm Chad Meredith of Hudson Jones, Jaywork and Fisher in Rehoboth Beach, representing your applicants. And I'm sorry to say that neither applicant is available this evening. Mr. Quinn travels for work. He's currently in New York. And Mrs. Culp is unavailable. She's actually recently gone through chemotherapy treatment and tried to make it and just wasn't feeling up for it today. Before I guess, get into this, I want to make sure that everybody has the exhibits that were attached. There is an exterior improvement request, basically it was the park's approval for the new dwelling. And then there are two surveys. One is the existing circumstances, and the other is for the proposed dwelling. Both of those were prepared by Foresight Services. I have extra copies if anyone is missing them, but I presume you all have them. And the way I plan to proceed is I basically do have one letter in support. I'll read into the record. I've made copies for everyone, too. And in order to take care of the applicants who couldn't be here, I have an affidavit, which they have both signed in the presence of a notary. I'll pass copies of that around, too. So it's probably going to be a little different than normal. It might be a little boring for you because I'm just going to read to you exhibits that I'm also submitting. But I guess that's what we'll have to do. And I guess now, before I forget to mention it later, at the close of sort of reading in the affidavit, if anyone from the board or from the audience has any remarks that would require testimony from one of the homeowners, I would request that we leave the record open just for that specific issue, if that does come up.
And I'll note for the record, Mr. Chairman, I received a call from Mr. Meredith on Friday that this was not something obviously planned. It had kind of come up recently, and the applicant didn't want to continue the hearing any more than was necessary. So certainly, though, if the board had questions and we need further testimony, we could leave it open for that limited purpose.
Thank you.
So the first thing I'll pass around is a letter in support from Mr. Gentile. And like I said, I'll read this into the record. Okay, dear board members, I am writing to voice my support of the variance application submitted by Christopher Quinn and Angela Culp, requesting several variances for setbacks and separation requirements for lot 32 in Sierra Village, otherwise known as 19948 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971. I live directly next door to Mr. Quinn and Ms. Culp at lot 30. This isn't part of the letter, but as an aside, lot 30 is the lot to the right of our lot. Quoting again, I believe that many of the homes in the park are similarly situated and many likely either already have variances or may be in need of them. As I understand it, many of the requested variances are for currently existing structures. Mr. Quinn and Ms. Culp would also like to place a new home on their lot, basically in the same spot as their existing home. My lot is the closest lot to where the new home will be placed, and I will not be detrimentally harmed by a new home being placed in a spot where there already is a home sitting. I think they are removing one of the smaller mobile home sizes, so they couldn't place a new home in the exact same spot as their old home without needing this variance. I do not see these variance requests as having any negative effect on the character of the neighborhood, impairing my ability to use my lot, or otherwise adversely affecting the public welfare. Again, this letter is intended to voice my support of the approval of the variances in full as requested by Mr. Quinn and Ms. Culp for lot 32 of Sierra Village. Hopefully the board approves them, and thank you for your time in considering the application. Sincerely, Joe Gentile, lot 30, Sierra Village. And then next up will be the affidavit of Christopher Quinn and Angela Culp. Again, from their affidavit. The undersigned, Christopher Quinn and Angela Culp, hereby swear and affirm the following, to wit. One, I, Christopher Quinn, am the owner of the manufactured home currently located at 19948 Atlantic Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971, which is also identified as Lot 32, Block E of Sea Air Village Park, hereinafter the lot. We are the current lessees for the above referenced lot. Three, we have applied by and through counsel, Chad C. Meredith, Esquire of Hudson Jones, Jerick & Fisher, LLC, for several variances in order to allow for the placement of a new manufactured home on the lot. Said variance application is case number 12153. Four, for varying reasons, neither of us are able to attend the public hearing for our variances scheduled for Monday, July 9, 2018. Our original June hearing date was delayed due to faulty notice. Five, I, Angela Culp, was previously diagnosed with colorectal cancer and have been clean of cancer for nearly 2 years. However, doctors have recently discovered a tumor in my lung and small lesions in my sacrum and have suggested chemotherapy, which I've begun. I do not believe I can attend the hearing as a result of the chemotherapy. Six, I, Angela Culp, as a result of my medical condition, do not want to enter our current home, which is more than 50 years old, and desperately want a new home so that I may have the comfort of a new, clean, and safe home. Seven, we hope to replace our existing home with a new manufactured home, as shown on the proposed conditions and location plan prepared by Foresight Services and submitted with the application. Eight, the proposed manufactured home is the narrowest home allowed within the community, so we cannot develop the lot with a smaller home. Nine, when we applied to replace our existing manufactured home, the community manager approved the proposal. However, the county denied the issuance of a permit until the requested variances were approved. 10, the lot is unique in that it is only approximately 40 feet wide, and we are seeking to replace an existing manufactured home with a new home in roughly the same position and to retain the existing sunroom. 11, due to the narrowness of the lot, community standards, the location of the sunroom, which is to remain, the location of the shed, and the location of surrounding structures on neighboring lots, the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the applicable zoning provisions, and the variance requests are therefore necessary to allow for the reasonable use of the property. 12, the exceptional practical difficulty was not created by us, as we are seeking to replace an existing dwelling while maintaining the other structures, parenthetically, sunroom and shed, which were all in place when we bought the existing dwelling. We took no part in the placement of the surrounding structures. The 14-foot wide dwelling is the minimal width home according to community standards. 13, the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Other lots have similar issues with the zoning requirements. Lot 34, an adjoining lot, was granted a variance in case number 7925. As an aside, that actually took care of the other side of that lot, not the side we're working on here.
Mm-hmm.
Further, we have not heard of any complaints or opposition to our application, despite multiple notices for the same application as June hearings was canceled. We do, however, have a neighbor in support, Joe Gentile, Lot 30, who is the neighbor that would be most affected by the placement of the new dwelling. And lastly, each of the variances requested represents the minimum variance required and are the least modification possible to afford relief from the applicable regulations. So I guess with that, really isn't any other testimony to put in. I believe they've met their criteria needed for all variances. There are several. Again, we're basically going all the way around the dwelling. But the way the separation works, it's almost like you're requesting variances for everybody else around you as well as yourself. So again, I believe they've met their criteria and would respectfully request that you grant the variances as applied for. Thank you.
All right, you want to start out and see if there's any questions. Mr. Nolde, I'd start with you first.
I think it's been explained well. There's obviously, we've heard many testimonies before that you can't get 12-foot wide mobile homes anymore. 14 is a minimum.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
Is the proposed dwelling already in place?
It is not.
The exterior improvement request says the new home is a 1997.
I know that they cannot get anything smaller than 14 feet, and to be honest, this may be something we have to keep open. They've lost several mobile homes that have been listed for sale awaiting approval. The size of the mobile home is what it is, the particular
That's
model.
That's not what I'm questioning. You said a new mobile home, and this says the new home is a year 1997. So is it a used mobile home they're putting there, or are they putting a brand new mobile home?
I think it's new to them. It's going to be used. A used mobile home.
Which is not uncommon in a mobile home park.
No. But it's 11 years old.
Yeah, make sure you're going to have for clarification on it, though, correct?
Yeah. I just wanted
to get it clarified.
It,
so
it says you're putting a new home there, but you're actually not.
It's a new used home.
She's been saying new all along to me, but she's also said they've turned down other mobile homes, and I don't know if they're shopping for new used. I don't know the particulars, just because so many have sort of come before them and they've had to turn them down waiting for the variance. But I do know, again, they can't go narrower than the 14 feet.
True. Mr. Burke?
The sunroom. That's why it's just sitting, the new proposed drawing sitting on an angle. You're going to hook it right to that same sunroom?
It's going to sit on an angle, and that sunroom is staying where it is.
So they can't move the sunroom over at all because it's on permanent foundation?
Yeah.
Is it on a permanent foundation?
That's why they can't move it.
I don't know the particulars of that, but the sunroom is a structure. I don't think it's sitting on a wheelbase or anything like that. If it's not on a block foundation, it's at least on pilings or
decking or something.
Decking. Yeah. Decking. So that's why you got that angle, because you can't move the sunroom over.
Exactly.
Okay. That's when I couldn't see why you couldn't move it over, but I see it now as it's tying right together.
And even if you played around with it, the lot's so small, you might run into a little problems here and there anyway.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that answered the question then, Ed.
Yep. Yeah, well, if you can move the existing sunroom, it's 17 feet from the next structure and 11.7 feet from the next deck, so it wouldn't matter.
You wouldn't need it, you'd be okay.
We've had quite a few in this Sierra Village.
Yep.
Question I've got, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Sure.
I don't see any sort of access, whether it be stairs or landing on that side closest to lot 30. I also note that I don't see that on the one for the existing one, so it very well may not be proposed. Do you have any indication from your clients if they're going to have steps or anything on that side of the house?
On the side facing lot 30?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have any indication of that. I would assume, it looks to me like the entrance is basically through the sunroom, and I would assume it's going to stay that way.
But they should have a front and back door, right?
Well, they've got two entrances to the sunroom.
Oh, yeah, there's one on the back side to the shed. There's a wood walk.
And then the other one is, I don't see anything for an HVAC, so I just want to make sure we're not looking for that to be anywhere that you're aware of.
Yeah, I haven't been told anything about an HVAC, and I would, you know, Foresight is a pretty reputable surveyor. I would assume they would indicate that if it's there or if they have proposed it.
I just want to make sure we weren't missing a structure on here and looking at this. Okay.
Because if it is there, then they'll have to come back.
They'll have to come back, and I'm sure they'll be excited to hear that. So I hope they're going with window units or whatever the case may be.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has met the standards for granting a variance. It's certainly unique in that park. Unique that you can't purchase the more narrow mobile homes now, and so it limits the applicant's ability to enable reasonable use of the property. And I don't feel is created by the applicant, but just by the many factors of life, if you will. I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. It'll be detrimental to public welfare. We didn't hear any opposition to suggest that, and I think it's a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion we approve all the variances for case number 12,153.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve all the variances for case number 12,153. Again, all those in favor of that motion, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,153 is approved.
Thank you all very much.
Yes, sir. Next.